All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Katie Haynes with us. She is a health coach and the founder of the Happy Body Collective, where she helps busy women simplify healthy eating so they can stick with it and have more energy. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Tyler.
Of course. Grateful to have you here. So the first one we ask, Katie, is what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
So I was 23 years old when my dad was in hospice care. He was dying of renal cell cancer. And as you can imagine, it was life-changing in a lot of ways, that period of time. But there's one night that stuck with me. And that night in particular, he was asking for different foods. He wanted tomato and rice soup, and he wanted chocolate ice cream, and he wanted banana pudding. And we scrambled around, got to the store, got him all these things. And when we gave it to him, it's not what he wanted. He tasted it, and it just didn't taste good to him. And as I was driving home that night, I was really sad, realizing that kind of the time for him to enjoy food and to enjoy life was coming to an end, and how equally sad it was that I had all this life ahead of me and I wasn't really allowing myself to enjoy. I was 23 and still stuck in this like dieter's mentality where I was counting calories and felt really guilty about food over food. And I had all this life left to live and all these things to taste and enjoy. And I just wasn't allowing myself to do it. And really that moment was a turning point for me when it came to healing my relationship with food and allowing myself to eat and enjoy, and has informed my work as a health coach with women. But it's also a moment that I come back to when I'm deciding to do something that feels really big and scary. Because it's the reminder that I need, that you need to live the life you want to be living and tasting and enjoying right now.
Yes. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that story with us. And I do want to dive, I'm going to ask you this next question, but then afterward, I want to dive deeper into like how you do what you do and then like how you came up with it as well. So first, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
So when I work with women, a lot of them tell me their main problem is consistency, like sticking with healthy eating for the long term. And I think that the more we can let go of doing it just right and getting it perfect, and the more we can be okay with showing up imperfectly, the better. So often when we're trying to just like make a change and maybe we want to start meal prepping every Sunday, or we're doing the Whole 30, we are doing great for a couple weeks, right? And then all of a sudden, like life happens and you have a bad day at work and you have a whole bunch of ice cream one night, or you just, get really busy and drop your meal planning for 3 weeks. And so often at that point, people stop and we think, oh, I failed. It wasn't the right time. I'll have to try again later. But I want people to know that stumbling block is just part of the change process, right? So if we can just kind of embrace change and moving forward imperfectly, stumbling blocks and all, the better we'll be at being consistent over the long haul.
Absolutely. So how is that what you recommend mostly, or is it like custom plans for like different women? Meaning like, do you recommend the Sunday, cooking everything and meal prepping everything for the week, or like, is it different depending on the woman's schedule?
It definitely depends on the schedule, on what works for you in terms of like how you like to cook and how you like to meal prep. and what you don't like to do. So it's definitely individual.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So my next one for you is then, what's your best piece of like overall business advice? And like, also like, how did you like create the company that you have?
So my best piece of overall advice is don't go it alone, especially in the beginning. Hire a coach with a mastermind or hire a coach to work with one-on-one, because there's so much that you need to know about building an online business that you're not going to learn in a series of free webinars. And there's so much value in community and having other people, other peers who are working towards the same things and facing the same goals and the scary decisions or the things that feel scary. So having that support group is invaluable.
Mm. Yeah, no, I agree. It was actually another woman that I interviewed. That's what she said, something like, you know, if I hadn't hired a coach in the beginning, it would have taken me 5 years, what took me 12 months. You know, it's just like, it's a shortcut. It's actually a true shortcut to getting where you want to be, like hiring somebody that is already where you want to be.
Totally. You know? And I did not do that in the beginning. And I feel like it took me a lot longer to get moving. But once I finally did find a coach and get into a group, then things started to click and just felt a lot better too. It felt easier and a lot more fun.
So next one is, if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
I would tell myself for sure to go after what you want and don't wait for it to come to you. Don't wait for somebody to give it to you. And also that fear is just a feeling. It doesn't have to dictate what you do. That old adage is true that you can feel the fear and just do it anyway.
And then, so kind of going a little bit down a different path, in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Well, I think the key to happiness is just accepting what is. And I think that how we kind of do that as a practice is having your own style of forgiveness and gratitude practice. And then also realizing that the thoughts that you're thinking aren't necessarily true, that you can kind of dig into your thoughts a little bit and choose what to think. Hmm.
And then what is the best book that you've read and what's the number one thing you learned from that?
So this was a hard question. So I just kind of went with the book that I read recently that I felt like I got a lot out of. And that was Donald Miller's Building a Story Brand. And he talks about not making people burn brain calories when interacting with your brand. And for me, that just made so much sense in terms of simplifying your message so that it's clear who you help and how you help them right away.
And then what is your favorite quote and why?
So my favorite quote, the one I go back to often, is of Anna Quindlen. And it's, the thing that is really hard and really amazing is giving up on being perfect and beginning the work of becoming yourself. So I already talked about how showing up imperfectly when it comes to your health and wellness has a lot of value. But I think that when you're building an online business, it's really easy to get stuck in wanting to do something perfect before getting it out there or in comparing yourself to others. And the quote is just a really good reminder that by letting go of perfection and finding your voice, that's the most rewarding experience and that work is the work that's worth doing.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much for coming on. The last one I got for you is, where can our listeners best find you online and connect with you?
So I am at simplycleanmeals.com. That's my website. And then on Instagram, I'm Katie Haynes 2, the number 2.
Perfect. Thank you again for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Tyler.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.